Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is welcoming the summer. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has made the succession of days and nights and the changing the seasons a blessing and a mercy. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace, blessings and abundant grace upon him and upon his family, his companions and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I counsel you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says,
إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ.
Indeed, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for a people who are mindful or have taqwa of Him. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, of believers. Amongst the greatest signs of Allah in His creation and evidence of His magnificent favors upon His servants is the nature of the succession of the months and the days and the changing of the seasons throughout the year. For every season carries signs and lessons, and every season is a pointer to a dimension of reality, so that those who are grateful may give thanks, and those who can reflect may contemplate. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah alternates the night and the day, and indeed in that is a lesson for those of insight. So brothers and sisters, we are now in the season of the summer. And during the summer months, the sun increases in its heat. And yet, in this luminosity, the trees bear abundant fruit. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the nature of these months and the fruit that comes in by saying,
وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and towering date palms with clustered fruit as provision for the servants. Brothers and sisters, during this season, blessings become abundant. The athar, the manifestations of Allah's mercy and His bounty become abundant, and the proofs of His wisdom and power are made clear. So we should welcome the summer. And how can we not welcome it when it is one of the seasons that have been ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so part of that welcoming is that we should make sure we don't curse it or complain about it, and that we should be cognizant of the many blessings and gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within it. For many of us, the summer will be a season of holidays, and we may find we have free time. And this in itself is a tremendous blessing that many people fail to appreciate. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ السَّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ.
He said there are two blessings in which many people are deceived: health and free time. So brothers and sisters, the person who is cognizant, who is wise, is the one who turns this summer into an opportunity that they take advantage of. And so they set themselves specific goals and worthwhile tasks to accomplish. And they ensure that they make productive use of their time. For these times, free time, is often that which distinguishes someone who is using his intellect to increase in knowledge, to acquire a new skill, or to leave a positive impact on their lives from someone who doesn't. So, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O servants of Allah, one of the best ways to make use of the summer is to dedicate much time to our families, to strengthen the bonds of love, to reinforce a sense of affection and togetherness. To follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would spend quality time with his family, who would converse with them and enjoy their company. And we should ensure that we build bridges of trust between ourselves and our children. Try to draw close to them, sit with them, speak with them, take part in their activities, organize their recreational time, and to regulate their use of electronic devices. Because we have to ensure that their minds are nourished with what benefits them and not that which harms them. In this regard, let us consider the advice of Sayyidina Luqman the Wise to his son, when he said, Ya Bunayya, إِنَّهَا إِنْتَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي سَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتٍ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. He said, O my son, my dear son, even if a deed were the weight of a mustard seed and hidden inside a rock or in the heavens on the earth, Allah would bring it forth. Indeed, Allah is the most subtle and the all-aware. So brothers and sisters, let us make this summer a season for developing ourselves, both inwardly and outwardly. As much as we want to benefit ourselves by learning new skills, reading beneficial books, committing ourselves to physical exercise, changing habits in us, then the best of things we can do is that we make ourselves draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become people of better characters, better hearts, who can reform ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have many blessings in this country that even in the face of intense heat, we can enjoy the fact that our workplaces, our places of shopping, our homes, our places of worship, such as mosques, are air-conditioned and have cool. Many places in the world are suffering intense heat without having these facilities of air conditioning. So even that capacity to be cool in the face of heat is a blessing that we shouldn't just take for granted. And it's only often in the absence of such things that people recognize their true value. So let us be people who recognize the immense favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us first and foremost. And let us be people of gratitude, not people of complaining, people who say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, or praises due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, with the depth of their hearts. And for those of us who may travel, or for those of us who are here, then we should take advantage of seeing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many landmarks and places here within this country that we can take our children to, that they can take pride in, and they can also come to grow to love. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses this nation and all the nations of the believers and wheresoever they be with abundant goodness, with security and comfort and peace. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of the hearts of all the believers. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. I say these words of mine and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. With that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.